In this bulletin, state leaders grapple with the decision of when to open state borders after Victoria's spike in COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison praises Victoria's containment strategy, but warns further outbreaks are expected. And in sport, the Mariners boss says he's excited by the A-League's partial shift towards playing in winter months. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is attempting to ease fears over a second COVID-19 outbreak in Australia. Mr. Morrison says the federal government is providing support to the states and territories after speaking to Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews over the weekend. The Prime Minister is backing Victoria's decision to reimpose tough coronavirus restrictions as the state sees its largest case numbers in more than 2 months. He says the outbreak should serve as a national wake-up call, urging Australians to avoid becoming complacent.
We said there would be bumps along the road. We said there would not be zero cases. We said there would be outbreaks. So the fact that there are outbreaks should not come as a surprise. This is a COVID-19 pandemic that is intensifying around the world, and Australia still remains, by a very long stretch, in a very, very, very good position.
New South Wales will maintain its open border with Victoria after deliberation over a spike in infections in the neighbouring state. However, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents to be cautious about travelling to parts of Victoria.
Nobody from New South Wales should be travelling to those hotspots at this present time, and people should consider whether they should be travelling to Melbourne at this point in time whilst community transmission is where it is.
Victoria's unveiled its cabinet reshuffle after the departure of three ministers over branch stacking allegations. The new cabinet will see former Minister Natalie Hutchins, who resigned in 2018, head the portfolios of crime prevention, victim support and youth justice. Former Upper House President Sean Lean will take up the portfolio of government, suburban development and veterans. And Essendon MP Danny Pearson has been promoted to Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Regulatory Reform and Government Services. The trio will replace Ministers Adam Somurek, Marlene Kairouz and Robin Scott. Security sources reveal the man accused of carrying out a terror attack that killed three people in the United Kingdom was known to MI5. 25-year-old Kairi Sadala is in police custody after allegedly stabbing three people to death in Reading Park. Security sources say the security agency was first alerted to Mr. Sadala after discovering his plans to travel abroad, potentially for terrorism. Counter-terrorist police arrested the suspect on Saturday on suspicion of murder, but he's now been rearrested under the UK's Terrorism Act. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll take any necessary action to prevent similar incidents from occurring.
If there are lessons that we need to learn about how we handle such cases, how we handle the events leading up to such cases, then we will learn those lessons and we will not hesitate to take action where necessary.
And in sport, the AFL has banned contact training in large groups for the next 4 weeks after Essendon's Connor McKenna tested positive for COVID-19. Clubs will be allowed to hold contact training with small groups of up to 9 players. The decision will be reviewed on the 20th of July. And Central Coast Chief Executive Sean Mielkamp has welcomed the A-League's partial shift towards playing in winter months. The A-League season for 2020 to 2021 will be played from December to July, after a renegotiated broadcast agreement was struck between Football Federation Australia and Fox Sports last week. Domestic professional football in Australia has been a summer sport since 1989. Mielkamp says the move is worth a go as the league aims to recover from the COVID-19 crisis. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers easing 20. Adelaide, possible shower 16. Melbourne, showers easing 15. Hobart, rain, wind easing 14. Canberra, partly cloudy 12. Wollongong, mostly sunny 17. Similar conditions for Sydney 17. Newcastle, partly cloudy 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny 20, Cairns, sunny 27, and Darwin, sunny 31. This is SBS News.